Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
We are the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. I am Chris. He is Rob.
Rob Parker.
1-888-FARMERS to switch and you can save on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone for the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate? Again? No. Call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote.
We are farmers.
Take that for data.
All right, we got a very special guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Caden Stearns. All right, he's a former player, football player, defensive back for the University of Texas, who left school this year so he could prepare, or left the team, so he could prepare for the NFL draft. But there's a lot going on down at the University of Texas with their athletes, and we're going to get into that with Caden Stearns at the bottom of the hour. You definitely want to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, Rob, let's get back to James Harden and Brad Daugherty. We played it earlier. We don't have to replay
it. He went overboard with the Jordan stuff, but
he might be the best offensive player he's ever seen. And he said he's the best player in the world. And he said it with his chest.
Do you remember what I said a couple years ago, Chris? I told you that James Harden. My chest was sticking out.
I was feeling good.
Rob G.
You qualified it.
No, I didn't.
Right now.
But because we were talking about that moment.
When I called you out on it, you were like, I said right now.
Am I right, Rob G?
But I said right now.
No, Rob G, you are speaking the truth, and I apologize. I went through the archives. We don't go back that far to get the sound, but I wanted to replay it. But yes,
actually, you did say it. Now that I think about it, he never said that.
I did say it. Oh, yeah, now because I got the tape. Look at you, Chris. You something else.
But hold on. Here's the thing, Rob. He wasn't the best player in the
world.
He was.
I was right.
You said it.
I knew it. I saw through all that bloated scoring in Houston.
This is going to be Rob in 2021? In 2024, he's going to be like, I told you, Tom Brady was done. I said it 12 years ago. I was right. No, where are you at on this? Where are you at on Harden? In this regard, best player in the world.
Just balling out. He's playing better than anybody right now. I do believe that. Just taking a look at who's playing, Chris, what he's able to accomplish, his team is winning. Who's playing? That doesn't mean that his whole body of work is going to measure up to LeBron or other players. But if you ask me who's the best player in the league playing today, it's James Harden. You disagree with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think under that,
you know what I mean?
Right. A lot of people, and I think this is what you're saying, a lot of people would say he's not the best player in the world, or he may not be the best player in the world, but he's playing the best in the world right now.
Yeah, he's playing right.
I do think you could make an argument, and you're gonna be surprised when I say this name. And I'm just talking about at this moment, you know, the last few weeks. Luka Doncic has really picked it up. Like, he's really balling. He's carrying the Mavericks. They're starting to win. His numbers are gaudy. But the thing is, he's not. Now, we know Harden can score like Luka, and even more so. But Luka, as good a passer as he is, he can't pass like James Harden. He could, like, Harden is playing like one of the best point guards, not right now, that we've ever seen. He is running the offense. He is getting everybody involved. He is keeping everybody happy. And, oh, yeah, he's still dropping 25 points.
Right.
Easily. It's like whenever we need – he's making the perfect decisions and reads. Like, between when he wants to take it himself and throw up his little runner or take a step back three, or when he just wants to – you know, penetrate and throw up a lob or penetrate and kick it out to somebody for a three, or give it to somebody and let them go to work like Kyrie. Right. Like he, I think Kevin Durant is better than James Harden. But I think it's close, man. I mean, Harden obviously is more versatile.
Durant, you got to give Durant, but you give
a phenomenal score.
Yeah, but you give Durant, I think, the edge because he's done it in those big moments, Chris. I'm not knocking James Harden at all. Great player, he's been able to do so many things. But I always give, like, if two guys are close in those big moments, who would you want to have the ball? Who would you want to have the ball? And you need a basket.
On that team, probably Kyrie. I mean, honestly. Kyrie missed a layup last night in regulation that could have won. They won in overtime against the Spurs. But I'm just saying, if those two, probably Durant, he's a better shooter. He can get it. I mean, they're both great. But we've seen Harden falter.
That's what I'm saying.
Here's what I would say. We saw Durant falter, too, before he went to Golden State.
Yeah, but also, though, when he went to Golden State against LeBron James, he also put up some big baskets and moments. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. But
my vision of the two, I think of more of positive Durant in the postseason and negative Harden. Is that fair?
Well, it's fair. It's fair. I'm not mad at you. I'm just saying that, and look, I don't take anything from Durant. I mean, he is a top 15 player of all time and maybe climbing. But there's Rob. It was easier for him in Golden State. It just was. I mean, they were demolishing the Cavs. And yes, he hit the big shots, but they were routing them. And you had so much to worry about. I got to worry about Klay. I got to worry about Steph. Draymond can play make. It just was easier. And I mean, I think
it doesn't mean that you automatically make shots.
No, it's not. Of course not. But I'm just saying, if you put Harden in that situation, now he's a different type of player. But I think Harden would shine with them. But look, the bottom line is this. Harden has no rings. Durant has two. So Harden's got to get some hardware. No pun intended.
Durant's been the three. You know what I mean? He's been the championship three times.
Right, right. So, I mean, I Durant is better. But Harden, man, this dude is phenomenal, man. And I'm actually glad he's getting a chance to show. Because you're right, Rob. The casual fan did just think of him as not only just a scorer, but kind of a ball hog.
Right.
You know? And he's showing that, man, he is a complete offensive basketball player. Now, he's not a great defender, but he is putting forth effort on that side of the floor. But, yeah, nobody's going to say he's the best player in the world. But I think right now with LeBron getting older, Embiid, you know, he's a big man, so there are limitations on a big man. Harden's been the discussion. You know, I mean, Kawhi's more of a two-way player. Durant is Durant. He's better. But, you know, Harden's right there. And to your point, nobody on the planet is playing better than him.
Right now.
And right now. Yeah, right now. Your favorite phrase.
Yes.
All right, we are going to be back in a moment and talk about what is going on at the University of Texas, Rob. You are. You about to go into your kitchen, get you some cheese food, and feast. See? All right, there's something brewing down at the University of Texas in Austin. We will get into that next. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone in the next few minutes? Look at photos of things other people ate? Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum, bum. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance. Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, Discover Card. Discover Card matches all the cash back that you've earned at the end of your first year. It's like they're cramming a full year's worth of cash back into one of those cash-shaped birthday cards. You've seen them. Trust me. Cashback match only by Discover Card. Learn more at discover.com/match. Discover something brighter. All right. We are going to be joined by Caden Stearns, former University of Texas defensive back. Now he's an NFL draft prospect, and he'll be joining us at the bottom of the hour.
I can't wait to talk to him.
Yes, yes. Also, it is what, Rob?
A trash-talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
You will be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, so get your takes ready. That's in about 20 minutes. Start calling in. But Rob G, hip us to what's going on down at the University of Texas.
Well, there's a lot going on at University of Texas, Chris. So it all kind of goes back to this past summer with a lot of the civil unrest going around across the country. And it became pretty clear down in Austin that the players had a big issue with their alma mater, which is the Eyes of Texas, that has some racially insensitive undertones. They were very upset about it, and it kind of boiled over after one game where Texas lost, and the only player who was still on the field to sing the alma mater was their quarterback.
Who's white,
yes. And apparently, according to reports, he wasn't there to sing. He was there to talk to a coach, and he just kind of got caught there, so he got stuck.
And it was a team rule, right, that
correct,
they would be out on the field after the game singing this song. Let me give you a little background on that song. It was
based
on a quote.
Please, because I know it can't be good.
Right. It was based on a quote from Robert E. Lee, who talked about the eyes of the South. That was one of his favorite quotes. And Robert E. Lee was, of course, a conservative general who,
a Confederate
fought to maintain slavery.
Right.
And so he talked about, you know, eyes of the South. And one of the guys who was, you know, at the University of Texas, an influential person there, used it as the Eyes of Texas. But what happened, Rob, was some of the students wrote a song for, like, they wanted to write a fight song, so to speak, for the school. And they wrote one called The Eyes of Texas, kind of based on that quote from Robert E. Lee. And here's the really racist part, is that they first performed it at the University of Texas at a minstrel show. And this is minstrel
and
shows,
explain
of course,
to,
when
explain
whites,
to people who don't
right,
know what a minstrel
when
show.
Whites dressed up in
blackface.
Like African Americans, they put blackface on, so they paint their faces black. And this is during the 19th century and early 20th century. And they would perform like black people. But they would, you know, so they would look, basically act like they're black, but they weren't. And the songs were very degrading. They highlighted and trafficked in black stereotypes of ignorance and, you know, oversexed.
What they would call step and fetch it. You remember the kind of.
And here's the thing, Robin, you know this, but maybe some of our listeners don't. This was the most popular form of music in America. And popular form of entertainment, like these shows. It was like hip hop. That's why some people refer to, you know, some forms of hip hop as minstrel shows, because they stereotype blacks and stuff like that in negative ways. So that's what the minstrel show was. But this song for early on was performed at minstrel shows at the University of Texas. And that is where the racism, you know, the more than undertones are there. And so that's why the black athletes, once they discovered all this, they didn't want to stand for it, sing it, anything like that.
Correct. And then it got really bad. The Texas Tribune, I think is the newspaper, published a series of emails that the school president had been receiving from donors and alums having a big issue with the players not singing the song. And I'm going to read you just a few of them so you get a context of
these
what kind
from
of...
From the
donors.
Alumni.
Texas donors at the University of Texas. One guy put his name on it, Larry Wilkinson. Less than 6% of our current student body is black. The tail cannot be allowed to wag the dog, and the dog must instead stand up for what is right. Nothing forces those students to attend UT Austin. Encourage them to select an alternate school now. Here's another one. From, again, a retired judge this time, Stephen Arnold. UT needs rich donors who loves the eyes of Texas more than they need one crop of irresponsible and uninformed students or faculty who won't do what they are paid to do. Here's another one. This is what I think.
That's the judge you want to be in front of. Can you imagine that guy having have an effect on your life, Chris, being in front of him?
And here's one more.
That's scary.
This is one. It's anonymous.
And
I think
it's not fiction, Rob.
Right. Here's one that's anonymous, and for good reason. I think this is the worst one. It's time for you, talking to the president, to put the foot down and make it perfectly clear that the heritage of Texas will not be lost. It's sad that it's offending blacks. As I said before, the blacks are free, and it's time for them to move on to another state where everything is in their favor.
Unbelievable.
All right, look, I say this to all of those donors, and I say this to all the black athletes on scholarship at Texas, because here's the deal, Rob. If you are good enough to play football at the University of Texas on scholarship, or basketball at the University of Texas, or baseball at the University of Texas, guess what? You got plenty of offers elsewhere. Am I right?
No doubt.
Plenty of other schools.
There's plenty of big time schools, Chris.
Right.
Where you can go.
You're a great athlete. So you've got other offers. And so here's what I say. Take the advice of these donors and go elsewhere. Leave the University of Texas. Don't play for them. And let's see how long they even last in Division One. They'll be Division Three in 5 years. I'm serious.
Maybe their
size would keep them at Division One, but that's about it. They will get pummeled. And let's see how you like it then, all these alums. And let me just say this, Rob, before I hand it to you. Your tradition is not more important than human lives. Human beings. These black people aren't just, oh, this is offensive. No. That tradition led to death. That tradition led to poverty and discrimination and oppression and all of that. That's what some people don't seem to understand.
And all they care about is so they can go out, enjoy their Saturday afternoon, drink their beer, and have black people perform for them. That's all they care about. They don't care about the players. And let me tell you something. As much as I despise some of these alum and these people who think that, you got to stand up and sing their song, otherwise you're doing a school a disservice and all that other stuff, I just think these people are so misguided. They really are. But I also blame the black athletes, Chris, and I'm going to say it. Why are you going somewhere, playing somewhere where they don't care about you? Seriously. I'm dead serious. Where they don't care about you. They care about your ability to play ball and to give their school name recognition around the country so that people can feel good about Texas or, Ole Miss or some of these schools, Alabama or some of these schools. But I couldn't do it, Chris. I'm telling you I couldn't do it. I don't care what kind of athlete. I couldn't do it. I couldn't go to go play football at a place that doesn't care about me, doesn't care about my people, doesn't care about my well-being. And the only thing that matters to them is what they want. And that's where these players are in this situation.
Well, I think there's a few things. One, I think a lot of the athletes don't know. Like, I'm sure, Rob, that when a lot of these athletes went to Texas or even saw, this tradition or even participated in it, they didn't know. You know what I mean? They didn't know the background of it. They're just singing it like it's a song, And that's one. And I also think, look, let's not act like it was only the South that was racist. I mean, the North didn't have slavery as long as the South, but it benefited from the slave trade. Make no mistake about it. Because Northern industries were selling and manufacturing and buying goods, you know, trading with the South that were, you know, stuff that was necessary for slavery. And so the North can't claim innocence in all of this stuff because most of the Ivy League schools, most colleges in America that were founded before the Civil War benefited from slavery. So it's not just Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, all that. Yeah, those are, it was worse, obviously, in the South. But I could really go there about many schools. I mean, heck, most of the Ivy League schools have already admitted that they benefited from slavery. They haven't really done anything about it. They've just admitted it. A few have done little minor things. But so I think that it's just the history of this country. Some of that's unavoidable. But now, Rob, brothers do know. And I think they need to step up now. And like I said, all right, you're saying you don't want us. You're not going to listen to us. You're going to disrespect us. You want us to go with along with these traditions that are disrespectful to my race and ethnicity of people. Come on, I'm out of here. And then let's see how things go at the University of Texas for their athletic programs. I bet that'll be a lot of fun when you're getting demolished by 70 points every Saturday.
It's just ugly. I just can't get over like the songs and just like we don't care what it says. Just sing our songs. You know what I mean, Chris? Like
it's unbelievable.
Like the gall of it. It's just ugly. It doesn't feel good. I just wouldn't participate. And you know what? My right as an American citizen not to stand for the national anthem, not to salute the flag, those are all the things that I'm guaranteed. Why should a university football song supersede my rights as an American citizen? Says right. Who, Chris?
Right.
Says who?
Absolutely. All right. We got Caden Stearns coming up. We're going to get into some of this with him. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We will open up the phone lines for this topic. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Now remember, we got Trash Talking Tuesday coming up.
Right.
In the next segment.
So if you want to get in real quick.
Some of you want to call for that, yeah. But right. If you want to get in on this topic that's going on down with the University of Texas, just let us know and right. Hit us up, 877-99 on Fox.
So, Chris, real quick. So I'm thinking about it, right? But say you think it's just one question. Do you think it's selfish to maybe have a kid at 58 knowing, because I'm 57 now, say next year, 58, knowing, you know, you're not going to be around.
You're really
for
serious.
Yeah, I've really given it some thought. Like, really. Because you know what? I feel really good about my life. I feel good where I am, what I've done. You know, I've traveled the world. I've done everything I wanted to do. And now I'm starting to think that maybe I have time to give, you know what I mean? My time to somebody else.
Well,
that's how I feel.
Well, let me ask you this. Because you make a good point that, I mean, if you have
it's
a
selfish.
Kid at 58.
Right.
You know, I mean, when he's 16, you're going to be 74. You know,
I might not be here, right?
Right,
you know what
right.
I mean? Like, let's be
I
honest.
I mean, people are living longer. So, you know, we're going to project you at 90. I mean, really, you know, we'll project you at 90. So that you'd be around a while. But you're older and you're, you know what I mean? At some point, you won't obviously won't be as frisky as you are now. But
right.
Here's the have you thought about maybe adopting like a teenager?
Yeah, no,
or, you know,
I never.
A
10-year-old yeah, yeah,
or
no,
like that,
right.
You know?
I mean, that could be good as well, but no, I haven't. I would thought that if I do want to do it, I'm going to have a kid. You know what I mean? And just
because I tell you what, it. Rob, it, I obviously my daughter's about to turn 23. I can't even imagine. Obviously, if my wife got pregnant,
no,
I would
right,
do it,
right.
But,
I know what
you know,
you're saying.
I can't
at your
going
age,
back
right.
To babies
know,
and diapers, that Rob, that would Obviously, you'd have somebody there working.
Right,
you know,
right. Somebody would have to help me.
With
right.
The kids. But
right.
That 58, I mean, it's a reason people have kids when they're young.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
Because I don't
All
know
right.
If 58 and 60-year-olds are built for that.
No doubt. All right, let's get to our topic, because we do have some. And Scott is calling from Austin, Texas. So
okay.
He's on
cool.
The Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. We'd love to hear from Scott. What's up, Scott?
Hey, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm really disappointed in your coverage of this. I think it's very one-sided, and I'm just going to throw out a few things out there.
Sure,
First of all, Robert E. Lee was not what everybody thinks he was. If you go actually and look him up, he was actually
against Confederate
slavery.
Soldier?
Yeah, he was Confederate. Go look him up.
What did he fight for?
Wait a minute. Scott.
He was anti-slavery?
Scott. No. Not before and after.
We're going to let you get your words in.
Go look it up, guys.
Scott. What was he fighting for with the Confederate Army? Scott?
Of course he did, but he was against
slavery. What was he fighting for?
Hey, go look it up during the break.
Scott, we're not looking it up. I'm asking you to tell me, what was he fighting for?
I know in the South that they teach the lost cause.
Yes.
I know that. That's why most Southern whites don't really know true American history. They've whitewashed
it. So
you got to, you have a romanticized view.
Yeah, okay. We don't know.
You have a romanticized view
of what went on. They tried to overthrow the government to keep black people enslaved. Stop it. Stop.
And then Jim Crow.
Stop.
So even though they weren't able to reinstitute slavery, they instituted de facto slavery.
Exactly.
Nuts? You got the nerve to call up here and try to romanticize Southern American history? You
know what happened.
You got the wrong ones, dude. You got the wrong ones. I know all that lost cause mess. I know all about the United Daughters of the Confederacy and how they fixed the textbooks and all of that madness. So you better bring it somewhere else, brother.
Right. Ain't no way we're going to allow you to sit here and tell us about Robert E. Lee before and after the war. Before and after the war? How about during the war?
He fought for slavery.
Sorry. Zach in Detroit, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Zach?
I definitely really agree with you, Rob. At this point, we have so much information. I'm a young kid right now. We grew up with the internet. We have so much information. We can look up the past stuff. And honestly, in this time and age of coming around and finding out things, I don't understand, what are they gaining? What are they benefiting from forcing these players to sing the song besides humiliating them, you know?
Right. If they don't want to sing it, don't sing it.
Right.
Okay.
And I do think a lot of the white people may not know a lot of the history, right? Especially the younger ones. And they think it's just a school tradition.
Right.
But now that we know all about what went on and what was a part of that, just change the song.
Chris.
And this is the thing with the national anthem, as much as we want to respect the national anthem. The fact is, no song is more important than human beings.
No, absolutely.
Period.
All that stuff, we can rip all that stuff down, bring down all those statues, Chris, all of that. Take names off stadiums. Uncle Ben's rice is no more. We could do all that. And you know what? Has life changed, Chris, because Uncle Ben's not on the rice box anymore?
Nope.
It hasn't changed one bit. He was on the box for 100 years. Stop with all this that we can't make changes. Yes, we can. And we'll live right through it. One more, Brad, who's in Austin, Texas, too. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
How are you?
I'm doing well. I didn't go to UT. Live here now. Full disclosure, white guy, listening to you guys talk about this, I don't know, I don't know how much to believe on any sides of anything anymore. So, but my concern is that I hear you guys talking about how, if you were to take away the black athlete from University of Texas, it would absolutely destroy sports in Texas and all that. It kind of insinuating that any other race is not a good athlete.
No, that's not true. That's not what we said.
I'm just telling you guys what I heard you say. I'll give you the chance. Obviously, go ahead and tell me. In a different way, I guess. But that's what I heard. I heard you say. I don't remember which one it was of you guys. And I listened to.
Chris, you clarify.
Football and basketball players at the University of Texas. Good luck competing with the rest of the schools in the country. And if you don't believe it, look around at Division I football and basketball. Seriously. That's all I'm saying. We're 12% of the population. And 70% of the football players.
And 70% of the NFL.
And 75% of the basketball players. I'm just saying. So, you know, that's what it is. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Let's do it. Let's get to the
We got Trash Talking Tuesday coming up next. Keep it locked right here. It's the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. It's time, folks, for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me!
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
Let's do it, Rob.
All right, let's kick it off. We'll start with Tony in L.A. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know what? When it comes to sports, Chris Broussard has a degree in hyperbolic emotional embellishment studies. He can almost make you believe anything. Last Thursday, he almost made me believe he was going to be an FBI agent. You remember that? When y'all got down talking to Gaston's dad, he's like, oh, you know, bro, I was almost going to be an FBI agent. But he didn't stop there. On Friday, he almost made me believe that a man slightly taller than Paul Schaefer, Willow, and Bushwick Bill jumped over a car in the middle of the streets of Ohio and won a dunk contest. My goodness. And then yesterday takes the cake. He almost made me believe that Ryan Hollins will be a better player in today's game than he was when he played. Ryan Hollins was tartar sauce. I almost believed you, Chris. I really did. When you said you was a Mr. Fix-It kind of brother. But then when I noticed watching the show on YouTube, your microphone was missing a screw, and then that closet door behind you, it needed a door handle. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, after the show, Chris, you might as well just head to Home Depot. You're all over the place. One day you rip Jalen Hurts for 52% completions, then you don't rip Mahomes for 53% completions in the Super Bowl. One day you was on the Lakers, now you're on the Nets.
Really?
You jumped off the Lakers faster than Senator Ted Cruz jumped on a plane and left them people in a storm in Texas.
Wow. All right, Tony, Mike, there you
that's
go.
That's the best you can do, man. You getting weaker and weaker
man,
by the
man, he had you, Chris. He's all over you. Nothing. He's we can't say anything. Chad, in Fort Worth, Texas, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing you, Rob Parker. But before I do that, I got to say much appreciation to the show. Much appreciation to you guys. I love the show. Makes me want to get into radio myself when it comes
Thank
to Sports Talk Radio. You guys,
you.
Between you guys
Thank
and my conservative talk, Sean Hannity, I want to get into radio so bad, my own podcast. Now the hogwash is over, as Rob Parker would say. I'm trashing you, Rob Parker, because I'm a member of Broussard Brigades. Rob Parker, all you do is is criticize and hate. Let's see. You hate on Tim Tebow. The man is a God-gifted athlete that showed his talents in two sports, two professional sports, granted one with an asterisk, baseball, the minor league. However, baseball is a game of failure. You know that. You're a baseball writer. A bust, Johnny Manziel would be a bust, and I'm a Texas Aggie, and I couldn't care less what goes on and off with the Texas University. A bust, Tim Tebow? No, he was not. And you will never say anything positive about, you know, who I'm going to talk about, because I dropped it last week when you had a toothache. My man, Tom Brady, the most successful man, and Chris Broussard will agree with me, all the list of the professional players that he listed 2 weeks ago, and even Stephen, sometimes D-minus game Smith says that Tom Brady is the GOAT. And the guy he whips every single day, Max Kellerman, as if he got boxed in the ring, which he doesn't ever do in the first place.
All right.
All
right, Chad. Come
that
on,
was
man.
Good,
my
Chad.
Goodness.
You went a little long, but that was yes. good. Yeah.
All right. My God. Daryl in North Carolina, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I'm trashing Victor Oladipo. How dare you not take that 2-year extension? Who do you think you are, James Harden? Who do you think you are, Devin Booker? Who do you think you are, Kyrie Irving? Man, take the extension. You're not even better than CJ McCollum. Love the show, fellas.
Thank you, Daryl.
I like
that was
your style.
Great. That was great.
Like
great job, Daryl. Sergio in El Paso, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sergio?
Chris, Rob, Alex, Rob. Appreciate everything you guys do.
Thank you.
But, hello? Is this thing on again? NBA on TNT. Shaq, stop it. I need you to get Shaq out that analyst seat, TNT. I know you guys saw that segment where he had to guess the first names of certain players. I wish Alex was there in the TNT studio with a Bluetooth speaker in his hand just so he could drop Rob. Everything's not funny every time Shaq opened his mouth. If I come to your show for your analysis, I want you to teach me something I couldn't otherwise learn from someone else. Oh, who else to learn from than the big man, the best big man ever, right? Wrong. It's an embarrassment to young analysts and journalists around the globe who want to be in his seat. Yeah, I get it. He's the most dominant big man to do it. It's for the ratings. Well, I'm tired of his get-off-my-lawn takes. I want him to get off my TV set and out of my Twitter timeline. It's absolute mashugana. Everything's not funny.
Sergio.
Wow, that was good.
El Paso. All right, can we squeeze in one more?
No more time. We had some good with the day.
Hey,
Tony,
Sergio,
step up
great
game.
Job. Everything's
great
not
dudes
funny.
Smashing him.
Everything is not funny, Chris. You know what I'm saying?
Sergio's good. Sergio's yes. good. And Daryl. But it was a good trash talk today.
Yes, we appreciate you guys, man. You know what?
Good
you
job,
guys make
fellas.
The show. Chris, they make the show. That's why our show
Absolutely.
Sounds different. Thank you,
Absolutely.
Callers. Thank
Absolutely.
You, listeners.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. You can go to Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, iTunes, download the podcast, subscribe, leave us 5 stars, and a comment. All right, we will see you guys tomorrow.
Bacon.
In the meantime, keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon while Rob eats his cheese, his
no,
chicken legs
wings,
and cheese
chicken
food.
Legs, chicken legs.
Chicken wings.